大家同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
阿门。啊，奉耶稣圣名，继续查考约伯记第七章。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our study on the Book of Job, chapter 7.
第七章的第六节到第十节。
Chapter 7, verse 6.
约伯绝望中的盼望。
Hope in Job's despair.
他盼望神放手。
Job hopes that God will let go.
他的日子比说更快。
That his days are more wearisome.
意思就是说他的生命的支线呢，已经断掉了。
Means that the strings of his life are already broken.
说就是以前呢，在织布哈，织布机上面哈，那一个哈，就是说。织布机机上啊，那个以前用手在这边弄弄弄弄啊，那个说了还啊。
So before, in the past times, the weaver's shuttle, they had to operate it by hand, and they had to weave left and right.
对吧？哈。啊。哦，就是说在织布用的那个机器了哈。
And so it's a weaver's shuttle, meaning that they make some cotton or they make
它就好像那个织布的机器下面那一个纱线。
And so he is just like the string under a weaver's shuttle.
就是已经断掉了啦。
It means that it has already been broken.
意思说他的生命到了尽头。
Means that his life has come to an end.
没有希望了。
Without hope.
所以第七节、第八节。
And so therefore, verse 7 and verse 8.
他求神想念他，他的生命不过只剩下一口气。
He asked God to remember that his life is but a breath.
所以这一段他谈到三个眼睛。
And so here he mentions three eyes.
第一个眼睛，他的眼睛。
And first one is his eye.
第二个眼睛众人的眼睛。
And the other eye is the eye of all the people.
第三个眼睛，神的眼睛。
And the third eye is the eye of God.
第七节。
Verse 7.
求你想念我的生命不过是一口气。我的眼睛必不再看见福乐。第八节。
Eight.
观看我的人，他们的眼也必不再看见我。你就是神，神的眼目也要看我，我却不在了。
Verse 7 and 8. 7. Remember that my life is a breath. My eye will never see good. Verse 8. The eye of him and here, who sees me will behold me no more. While your eyes, this refers to God's eyes, are on me, I shall be gone.
所以第十节第九节第十节他这样说。
And in verse 9 and 10 here he says,
人死后就不会再返回地上熟悉的地方了。
And so he who goes down to Sheol does not come up.
就是自己的家跟家乡了。
And he returns no more to his house nor his place know him anymore.
第二段他述说神对他很严了。
And the secondpart is that he says that God is very strict with him.
他质问神为什么百般的刁难他。
And he questions why God made things so difficult for him.
我们看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
我不禁看十二节对不起。
Sorry, verse 12.
十二节，我对神说，我岂是海洋，岂是大鱼，你竟防守我呢？
Verse 12. Am I the sea or a sea monster that you set a guard over me?
他认为神一直在防守他。
And he said that God is guarding him.
我是海洋，我是大鱼吗
？Am I the sea or a sea monster？
海洋就是说你看到大自然现象神让这个海浪到这边为止，不会再进来了。
For example, if we see natural phenomena, we know that the sea ends at the shore and it cannot go past beyond the shore.
就是说神限制他。
Is that the God has set boundaries for the sea?
而且埋怨神让他晚上都没办法安然的睡觉。
And he complained that God would not give him a good night's sleep.
十三节。
Verse 13.
若说我的床必安慰我，我的榻必解释我的苦情。14节。
14.
你就用梦惊吓我，用异象恐吓我。
Verse 13 and 14, when I say my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint, then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions.
所以他埋怨神，让他没办法好好睡觉。
So here he complained against God because God would not let him sleep well.
十五节十六节。
Verse 15 and 16.
他就求神不要理他，让他死吧。
He wanted God to disregard him and just let him die.
所以他说他宁肯夜死这个夜死来死亡。
And he would rather sleep in his sleep.
胜过留下他一身骨头。
Rather than having his bones with him.
意思就是说他现在病痛病到那个瘦骨如柴皮包骨了。
That means that there is only a layer of skin on top of his bones. That was how skinny he was.
他厌弃他的生命，不要再活了。
And he loathed his life, and he does not want to live.
所以十六节他告诉神说你任凭我吧。
And that is why in verse 16 he said to God, "Leave me alone."
因为我的日子都是虚空的，没有意义了。
For my days are a breath. It means that his days are in vanity.
十七节十九节
Verse 17.
他告诉说人算什么
？What is man？
你竟看他为大
？That you make so much of him？
十七节。
Verse 17.
人算什么？你竟看他为大，将他放在心上。
Verse 17. What is man that you make so much of him and that you set your heart on him？
那为什么约伯这样讲
？Why did Job say this？
他认为神一直在监视他。
He thought that God was always keeping an eye on him.
时刻都在试验他。
And is testing him again and again.
所以他说神你何时才转眼不看我。
And therefore he asked God, when will you turn your eye away from me?
让我有一个喘息的空间啊。
So that I have a gap to breathe.
不同的环境啊。
So in different environments.
同样一句话感受不同哦。
Even the same words will give people different thoughts.
如果在很顺境的时候你说哇神啊你都把我放在心上。
And in, when a person is smooth sailing, he will say, God, you actually put me, you set your heart on me.
特别是男女之间啊。
Especially between men and women.
女生都会问男生说你把我放在哪里。
And therefore, a woman will ask a man, where do you put me in your heart?
我都把你放在我心里呢。
And I put you within my heart.
那个女生会觉得怎么样
And what will the woman feel?
我不是把你放在天边呢。
It's not putting you far beyond the sky.
但是约伯现在在痛苦当中。
But rather Job in his suffering.
他认为神都把他放在心里，放在心里不是爱护他，是在监视他。
And he felt that God was putting him on his heart, not because he was loving him, but rather because he wanted to keep an eye on Job.
一直在试验他。
And always testing Job.
让他哇都没有喘息的空间。
So that Job does not even have a chance to catch a breath.
对人算什么
？And therefore, what is man?
你竟看他为大。
That you make so much of him.
这边。约伯谈到这一句话是在抱怨。
And here when Job was making the statement, he was actually complaining.
但是同样一句话大卫说哇神你很慈爱。
And but the same phrase, David's meaning is that God, you are surely kind.
好我们看诗篇第八篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 8.
诗篇第八篇。
Psalm 8.
第三节
Verse 3.
第三节
Verse 3.
我刚观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。第四节
4.
便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
Verse 3 and 4, 3, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, for what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
你看同样一句话。
Here we see the same statement.
人算什么？
What is man?
哇，所以大卫说，哎呦，人很渺小，但是神，你没有看清人呢，你把我看在眼里呢。
And David's meaning is that even though men are so small, you still take them into account.
所以神时常在看顾我眼睛在看我
God,
在保护我
God is always watching over me and God is always protecting me
但是同样句话在 约伯那个处境的时候，神，你一直在看我，一直在监视我。
But then in Job's situation, he is saying, God, why are you always keeping an eye on me? Why are you always testing me?
哦，神，你一直在防备我。
You are always guarding me from something.
你看到同样句话，不同的境遇就不同的感受。
And therefore, with the same statement, different people have different thoughts.
看回来约伯记。
Let's turn back to the book of Job.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
20节到21节。
20-21.
约伯说，神，你为什么把我当作你的箭靶子，那射箭的靶。
And Job asked God, why have you set me as your target? This is how when a person shoots an arrow, it needs to be on the target.
所以他厌弃自己的生命。
And therefore, he really does not, he really loathes his own life.
20节他这样说。
Verse 20 here it says,
好了，如果我真的有罪，与你何妨？
If I sin, what do I do to you?
何况我没有罪啊。
And that I am without sin.
就是说，对啊，人有罪也没有办法影响到神啊。
And even if mankind do have sin, it cannot influence God.
哦，比如说，哎，我做对错只能影响，哦，跟我一样的人而已嘛。我做好也影响你们的好，我做了错也影响你们的不好啊。
And so even if I do good or if I do not do good, all I can influence is the people surrounding me.
但是我的对错没有增加神什么，神也没有得益，神也没有受损啊。
And if I do good or do bad, God will not gain or God will not lose anything.
约伯就是这个意思了哈。
And that is what Job meant.
何况他没有罪啊。
And even more so, I am without sin.
好，21节。
And verse 21.
好，如果我有罪，啊，神，你为什么不赦免我的过犯呢？
And why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity?
所以我看21节哈。
Let's look at verse 21.
21节，为何不赦免我的过犯，除掉我的罪呢？我现今要躺卧在尘土中，你要殷勤的寻找我，我却不在了。
Verse 21. Why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity?For now I shall lie in the earth. You will seek me, but I shall not be.
这句话其实约伯还是深深的相信神的慈爱。
Yet Job deeply believed in the kindness of God.
因为他这样说了哈。
Because he said,
神啊，你会因为对我的苛刻的要求哈，到最后你会后悔。
That God, you will really regret about being so strict with me.
到最后你会寻找我。
In the end, you will try to look for me.
但是我已经不在了。
But I shall not be anymore.
所以他说，神啊，你到最后你会后悔哦。
And he's saying that God, you will surely regret.
你对我这么苛刻啊。
That you are so strict with me.
其实他虽然讲话这样对神有质疑有抱怨哦。
And even though he was complaining and questioning God.
但是他还是。他打从心里其实他心里深处还是知道神是爱他的。
But from the deepest part of his heart, he still knew that God loved him.
好，从第七章跟第六章跟第七章这个约伯的回应当中。
And so when we see Job's reply in chapter 6 and chapter 7.
第六章他开始求死嘛哈。
And starting from chapter 6, he would request God to grant him
death. 但是在第七章结束的时候，他求神饶恕他。
But at the end of chapter 7, he asked God to forgive him and let him be.
所以其实在谈论当中我们会慢慢发现，其实约伯是慢慢在进步的。
And within the conversations, we can see that Job is slowly improving.
好，我们看第八章。
Let's look at chapter 8.
另外一个朋友加入这个辩论了。
And another one of his friends entered into the conversation.
比勒达第一次的讲论。
And it's Bildad's first